Welcome to St. Pete Eats, Wendy Wesley Nutrition. She is here in studio today. I'm helping her out a little bit. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, for Lunchtime Conversations, because she's just been running around like crazy. She's been on TV, she's been on radio, and now she's here. So welcome back, Wendy.
Thanks for having me. Love coming here.
Wendy, you have, tell people who have just joined us for the first time what St. Pete Eats is about, who you are, and then we're going to cut over to Daystar and what's going on there.
Okay, this is a podcast I cooked up about St. Petersburg gardens and farms and food pantries and food policy.
That's wonderful. And you're involved with Daystar Living. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about who they are and what you do with them.
Yeah, Daystar is a wonderful nonprofit food pantry and social services agency. We have a gorgeous garden that is exploding right now because it is harvest season in Florida. And in March, we have our most lovely, biggest fundraiser called Empty Bowls with the St. Pete Clay Center. And it's a great event. I will be making a soup.
Tomato bisque, is that right?
Sourdough tomato bisque. Mm. It's a really, really simple recipe. I'm surprised how good it is with just very, very few ingredients. It's a very simple soup.
That's just wonderful. And, you know, you are always part of Daystar Life, and you go over and you teach classes to kids. And I want to be one of those kids in the garden with you. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you do with them.
Yeah, I'm the dietitian at Daystar, and I put together recipes and nutrition tips, and I do one-on-one nutrition counseling with our participants, and I was hired to make our pantry healthier.
You have a new space there that's been expanded, a kitchen that is actually available for to rent to support this wonderful mm-hmm. nonprofit. And this third annual Empty Bowls event is March 14th. It really is a community celebration, isn't it, of art and delicious food? And how is the center chosen, Daystar Life, as one of their recipients of the funds?
Yeah, they chose us. We are so lucky. They came to us and they said, hey, we like what you're doing, and we have thousands of bowls that our members have made. And what we'd like to do is we've got this idea for a nonprofit, for a fundraiser, excuse me, and we've already kind of tested it out. Participants buy a ticket. They come, they get to choose any bowl, and then they come through the soup line. And we have different restaurants, caterers, and individuals like me who put together a soup. And it's all, we're volunteering our ingredients and our time.
You do a lot of volunteering. There's so many events. I mean, you introduced us to so many people in the St. Pete Eats, everything from Lelman, to just incredible, incredible things. But what I want to talk about is something that's really exciting. You have a book in the works. Tell us all about Hot Flash Kitchen.
Yeah, I have given, I don't know, hundreds of presentations over the decade I've been in practice to primarily women, primarily menopausal and postmenopausal women. And enough of them have said, is this in a book somewhere? Because I like what you're saying, but I would like to read it consolidated, and I'd like to kind of absorb it all in one place. And so enough women said that to me, and I said, okay, I need to put all of my teachings into a book, and that's what I'm doing.
Tell us, you know, so when I first met you, if you remember, my friend Delene Fallon, who is sort of a menopause consultant, and you were both in a special section, Tampa Bay newspapers, is how I met you. And your nutrition ideas, even 5-6 years ago, were always looking at food as medicine. So talk a little bit about that as it relates to hot flash, menopause, and perimenopause.
I'm certainly not against pharmaceutical interventions, but I also think that we may be too quick to jump first to pharmaceutical interventions and ignore what we are putting inside our bodies 3 to 5 times a day. I always say, how could we not think that the stuff we put inside our bodies 3 to 5 times a day, which is food, not have a massive impact on the way we feel and the way we age and whether we develop disease or not? And so I think that people are coming around to this idea that what you eat really, really matters a lot.
Absolutely. And I've seen you online. First of all, what is your Facebook page? Because I just love the posts, the recipes, the information about diabetes, that you help somebody, you know, basically get off their diabetes drugs by managing their diet. So tell everybody how they can follow your incredible, interesting information on nutrition.
Yeah, it's just my personal Facebook page. That's the one that seems to do the best. So I keep putting things there. It's just Wendy St. Pete. really is. But I also have my business one, which doesn't do as well, which is Wendy Wesley Nutrition.
Well, speaking of things that you've done well, you've also been a Best of the Bay winner in the past, and you've now diversified into television. I see you on Bloom and other places. What's it like to go onto the TV studio and cook the food and make the food and then talk about the food?
It's a lot of work. For, 20 seconds, 60 seconds of a segment. Recipe development, and then gathering the ingredients, making lists, packing the ingredients, loading them into the car, unloading them into the car. So it's not very glamorous.
I was going to say, but you look so glamorous on TV, so that's exciting. You had some interesting takes on the new food pyramid, and without getting into politics, tell me what's right and wrong about the new food pyramid in your eyes as an educated, science-dependent nutritionist.
Yeah. The recommendations for protein are way, way, way too high. Way too high. I mean, for any of us to meet those recommendations for protein, that's all. It's almost like another full-time job. It's a lot of work and a lot of money to get there. And then secondly, to meet those protein requirements and keep the saturated fat to the levels that are recommended is impossible. So that's the big massive flaw I see with it.
So you're very big on fiber, and you recently posted something that I just love, and I want to go over this because we always like to share with our listeners St. Pete Eats recommendations, 11 tips for bulking your food for more fiber and nutrient density. And what is fiber? Where do we find fiber in food?
Fiber is found in plants. It comes in the form, it's insoluble or soluble. It really doesn't count towards your calories, and it is passed through the GI. It's not digested. It doesn't contribute to calories, but boy, it does a lot of very important things. It promotes satiety. So I work with a lot of people who would call themselves volume eaters, and so I ramp up the volume of fiber, the intake of fiber, so that they can still eat big, but also lose weight. That's how it's done.
I love that. So I'm going to run through some of these things, and you're going to fill in the blanks for me. So you made some great suggestions. I actually did this morning, to store-bought or homemade hummus. What can we add to that?
Some chopped chickpeas.
Ooh, yum.
The idea is you aren't going to sit on the couch and watch television and eat and crack open a can of chickpeas and eat the chickpeas. That's not going to happen. So, but what if they found their way into the hummus, which you already like and you already know how to buy? You already know how to eat it. And so what this is finding things that people are already familiar with and allowing them or teaching them to bulk it up with fiber painlessly.
Love that. And chopped olives. I did that this morning. I had black olives left over from the tacos I made. That was great. Mm-hmm. Okay, fill in the blank. To store-bought or homemade tzatziki sauce, what should we add?
You could add some chopped peppers. You could add, again, some olives. You could add fresh dill, fresh cilantro, fresh parsley. So I think that's a great way to use some of those beautiful herbs that you find in the produce department. And those herbs, I use them as salad greens. So eating them as actual salad greens, including the stems.
I love parsley. Parsley's so good. Fill in the blank. To store-bought or homemade chicken salad, what can we add?
Oh, chicken salad. We can add apples. We can add grapes, raisins, walnuts, pecans, celery, carrots, onions. So you could start with the store-bought deli chicken salad, which has got a lot of mayonnaise, because that the stores know that's how we like it. So they make it very, very heavy mayonnaise. That's a lot of fat. But when you bulk it up, you reduce the fat and you reduce the sodium and you increase the fiber.
I love this one, and I snuck it in on my husband. To spaghetti sauce, add?
Chopped bell peppers, onions, mushrooms, a can of tomatoes, a can of stewed tomatoes. Just take that spaghetti sauce that you're already familiar with, that you already like, and bulk.
Shredded carrots.
Oh, that's
shredded
the one.
Shredded carrots. He was like, what's the orange stuff in that? That is genius.
Yeah, can I tell you why? Because when carrots cook, they release their sugars, and it makes the spaghetti sauce stick to the pasta better.
I love that. So, you know, to store-bought or homemade guacamole, add jarred salsa. Now, this is my favorite because you do these egg frittatas that are amazing. To the top of scrambled eggs, what can you add?
Bell peppers, onions, mushrooms, tomatoes.
Mild kimchi. Let's talk about the importance of fermented foods in your diet.
Yeah. Sauerkraut, kimchi. Those are my two favorite fermented foods. The beautiful thing about fermented foods is they contain probiotics. These are beneficial bacteria that can aid in digestion. And then let's talk about fiber. Fiber is the prebiotic. That's the thing the bacteria feeds on. So you eat the fiber and you have the probiotic, and often many, for instance, kimchi and sauerkraut already contain fiber. So you're getting pre and probiotics in one dish.
So finally, Valentine's week is coming. Valentine's Day is coming. I call this the month of love. A healthy sweet treat that you can whip up in your kitchen for your honey.
I have to make a plug for gorgeous Florida produce, and it is strawberry season. So let's have strawberries, maybe strawberries dipped in chocolate, or strawberries whipped up in some yogurt, plain Greek yogurt, that you sweeten with a little honey. I think that's a beautiful dessert.
Because when you're with Wendy Wesley, a spoonful of honey makes the medicine go down. You don't need medicine when you have Wendy. Wendy, tell us about some upcoming events. First, folks, Wendy Wesley, St. Pete Eats, will be at the third annual Empty Bowls event on March 14th. It is hosted by the Clay Center of St. Petersburg, and it benefits an organization that she works with, Daystar Life. What else is going on with you coming up?
Well, I've got some more TV appearances coming up, and just more cooking classes at the Daystar Kitchen. We've got actually a kimchi making class coming up in March at the Daystar Kitchen. So Ray Wunderlich of Wonder Farms, and then Ted Cooper of our he's the gardener at Daystar, and I were going to host a kimchi making class. So everybody who comes will walk away with a jar of kimchi.
I'm in. I will be there with my jar. So thank you so much. Before we go, tell people what your website is, please.
I'm at Wendy Wesley, Wesley, nutrition.com. WendyWesleyNutrition.com.
Folks, I want to thank Wendy Wesley, St. Pete Eats, for coming into studio today. She is a regular podcaster. We'll have a link to all of her podcasts and her website. Wendy, thank you so much for bringing St. Pete Eats home, where we can dine on your great advice on air.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I love coming on Radio St. Pete.